This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Oscars are this Sunday, but there's going to be a whole lot more going on inside the Dolby Theater over in Hollywood than just acceptance speeches. The all-white field of nominees adds an undercurrent to that show that is going to be interesting to watch, to say the least. Wesley Morris writes on movies and culture for the New York Times. Wesley, it's good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, Kai. What's happening?
Not much, man, except, you know, I'm all set for the Oscars, which I'm assuming
you're
set? I am set. I'm totally set. I got my bracket filled out and everything.
Ooh.
There's no wasting time around here. But listen, you're the trained professional, and I want to talk to you about him for a second.
Yes.
I want to talk, first of all, about what you think it's going to be like, given the contretemps this year, shall we say.
Oh, I don't think it's going to be weird at all.
Oh, come on. All right.
No, it's going to be extremely uncomfortable. And I've already begun thinking about how this Chris Rock monologue is going to play.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether he's going to play to the house or play to the audience outside, you know, the theater, I don't know. I do think it's going to be interesting given what everybody's been watching happen with the Republican debates.
Well, so that's the question. Is he playing to the house where it will be awkward if he pokes them with too fine a stick, which he will? Or is he playing to the larger crowd and the larger debate, as you were alluding to, with the election and race in society today?
Hopefully he can find a way to do both. I think that this is going to be the biggest stand-up performance of his career.
Mm-hmm. Chris Rock, though, is not going to be the only person talking about this from the stage. Do you think the celebrities assembled will weigh in on this one? They must have to.
There's a way for Chris Rock to do what he's going to do, but I think at some point it has to turn into a production that smoothly aligns with the giving out of awards.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't keep dinging every winner for not being of color when that's not their fault. You know, if you're going to, I mean, I looked at the list of presenters and that's a whole separate category of the people they've brought in to either like implicitly wag their fingers at the lack of inclusion in the nominees this year or to explicitly do that.
Yeah. All right. So to the question of who's going to win, who do you like, first of all, in the big categories?
I think that the thing about the Best Picture contest, to just go back to that
for a second,
is that it's split between The Big Short, Spotlight, and The Revenant. The Revenant will probably win, but I can also imagine either a backlash against Alejandro González Iñárritu, the director, who will probably win his second directing Oscar in a row, which hasn't happened in, I don't know, 60 years? A long time.
What do you think about Leo and his little golden statue? Is he going to get it?
That will be the scandal of all time, if you I mean, it just will be. I mean, it is the clearest path to a win he's ever had.
Right.
Of those five guys, Matt Damon is my heart is with.
I confess my man crush on Matt Damon right here and now. I'm good with that.
DiCaprio's good for me. I'm happy to see him win.
Wesley Morris writes on movies and culture and all kinds of stuff at the New York Times. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Happy Oscars, Kai.